Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast. This is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the daily aspects for the week beginning Monday, November 3rd, and ending on Sunday, November 9th. And there is a separate podcast that discusses the full moon that occurs this week and the shift of Mars into Sagittarius, Venus into Scorpio, Uranus retrograding back into Taurus, and also the retrograde of Mercury. That's why it has its own podcast. That's a lot of information. All right, so on Monday, we don't have a completing lunar. This is now an Aries moon that is going to square Jupiter in Cancer on Tuesday morning at 3:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Clocks went back to regular sun time, which makes me a happy girl. We do have Mars in Scorpio completing a trine to Neptune on Monday, 10:59 p.m. And Neptune's in Pisces, retrograding there. We are looking at a time that could have some very mystical or spiritual energies, or creative energies, and maybe some information coming in for you about perhaps the Scorpio areas, which are under so much difficulty in the United States right now. Insurance, income tax, loans, inheritance, and that's what's going on. You might get a message about that. On a Tuesday the 4th in the United States, it's a general election day. There's a lot of people running, though, for congressional and local and state elections. So it's an important time. We had that square to Jupiter. And then at sunrise, almost, we have Moon in Aries opposing Venus in Libra at 6:21 a.m. So when we have that kind of an opposition, the moon in Aries is very easily set off into a flash of anger. It doesn't last very long. But if Venus is giving too many other ideas in Libra or presenting arguments, so to speak, like a lawyer presents arguments for another opinion, the moon in Aries might not take it well, and so that might flash out. We also have Mars entering the fire sign of Sagittarius at 8:01 a.m., so we have a little bit more energy for Mars and the moon in Aries. The moon, however, after the opposition to Venus, is void, of course, until it enters the more stabilized Taurus at 11:16 a.m. And the only issue is that we have a Mars opposing Uranus going on in the sky, 12:30 p.m., so there can be some issues around the voting booths, about the machines, about technology, even about information, because Mars is going to be fighting for its point of view. So we have the moon also going into a square to Pluto in Aquarius, 1:36 p.m. So there might be some difficulties with the voting process, but also with some financial issues that are going on. And the changes that were for independence and group good that are being sort of blocked, you could say, and in fact you can say. 1:36 p.m., that will not resolve. The moon is heading towards the full moon that comes in on Wednesday at 8:19 a.m. when the moon opposes the sun in Scorpio. It's a 13 degrees of Taurus moon. And I explain that whole thing on the first part of the other podcast. But you can know that your culmination has come in whatever it was you were looking for, issues that were on your mind, things that you wanted to get done. This is the fruition point on the 5th at 8:19 a.m. And after this, we get to have a whole day of the moon moving to sextile Jupiter in Cancer, and that's until 2:40 a.m. on Thursday. So this is a great time to get some issues handled, particularly financial issues, to feel more secure. This is a great time to go shopping for food or plan some kind of a meal or have meals with others. And so that is one of the better days altogether of this week, Wednesday, after the full moon. And on Thursday, after the sextile to Jupiter, Moon in Taurus will sextile retrograde Saturn in Pisces until 3:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then it will sextile Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 9:51 a.m., which will bring a nice, easy flow into the morning if you're up at 9:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mars is sextile Pluto that day also at 10:11 a.m. So there's some helpful opportunities to work out some ideas about what might be good for the groups. Change of lunar sign. Moon enters Gemini at 10:20 a.m. And there's a 6-minute wait for the exact conjunction to retrograde Uranus in Gemini. So something may change. Some surprising information may arrive in that time period. 10:26 a.m., it's complete. Moon in Gemini goes on to trine Pluto in Aquarius until 12:42 p.m. So you can maybe get some ideas for the future handled and agreed upon. But then comes the Moon's opposition to Mars in Sag just 7 minutes later, 12:49 p.m. So somebody doesn't agree, and they're expressing that loudly. This is the day that Venus enters Scorpio, 5:39 p.m., and I also got that on your second podcast. Very interesting when Venus is in Scorpio. So the Moon is going opposition Mercury in Sagittarius, so this time of the afternoon on Thursday is filled with discordant notes and difficult conversations. All right, so just know that. Friday the 7th is when Uranus re-enters Taurus in retrograde. 9:22 p.m. that comes in. Venus squares Pluto at 10:44 p.m., and that's a struggle, a very powerful struggle that will not be handled, and I do mention that on podcast one. And the Moon will go square Saturn in Pisces until 11:49 p.m., so take Friday and try to take it with a grain of salt. Understand that things are, you know, under a bit of a cloud and a lot of resistance. The actual square to Saturn completes on Saturday at 2:49 a.m., followed quickly by a moon square Neptune in Pisces at 9:32 a.m. So the morning may seem down and a lot of confusion. Maybe there's fog, literal weather issues that are going to make the short journeys difficult. But once this is over and the Moon enters Cancer at 10:06 a.m., Saturday the 8th of November is another one of your better days. You know, you have the Moon going trine Venus until 1:52 p.m., so that even though it's a Venus in Scorpio, it should be a very good time to have a brunch or, you know, an outing or talk with people who may have some good information for you about finances and even renovation of home areas. Moon in Cancer is most concerned with the kitchen, of course, and the bedroom. So those would be areas to be looking at and getting information about. So things are just going along happily towards the harmony of the lights as the moon in Cancer will trine the sun in Scorpio on Sunday at 3:26 p.m. Mercury, meanwhile, has been stationary, all right? And that is what happens. It just stays on 1 degree and doesn't move until the retrograde begins. So one thing you have to be aware of as we go through Friday and Saturday is that there are a lot of people who don't know that their mind is starting to internalize and they're not really looking at the mundane world very carefully. So be aware that other people are like that, and you be as conscious and clear as you can be. There's a lot about the retrograde in my Substack from last week, the Moon Days Report in the Planetary and Lunar Events. It has all that information about it and what the process is going to look like and when it's going to retrograde back into Scorpio and when that's going to come direct, etc. And we don't get to certain things until we get into 2026, because we're getting closer and closer to the end of the year. So Mercury retrogrades at 2:02 p.m., but still the moon is trine. The sun in Scorpio till 3:26 p.m. So we've got to be aware of that station. And, you know, anything you're returning to, anything that's a re, you know, before the word, review, research, you know, revisit, and anything you can think of with re, that is going to be supported. The moon is going to be moving toward an aspect that doesn't complete until the early hours of Monday. So we're coasting also in this moon trine sun energy, which is the harmony of the lights, means that the major lights agree with each other, they flow well with each other. The moon is our feelings and instinctive responses to the environment. So that's like the inner part. Then the sun is our outer desire of how to express and what we want to focus on. So these are both in harmony, which also makes outer relationships reflect harmony. So that's what you need to know. When we start the week, next week, it will be Monday, November 10th. And that Jupiter conjunction to the moon will come in at 4:09 a.m. And quickly trine to Saturn at 4:39 a.m. And Cancer moon has two more aspects before it enters Leo on Monday. So all of that will be in the Moon Days report on that week, coming in next time. Tuesday of that next week is Veterans Day, Remembrance Day in Canada, and the day that Jupiter will retrograde. And so that is going to be one of the, if maybe the only, of the emphatic shifts to discuss the week beginning November 10th to the 16th. Okay, well, wishing you all the best. Definitely listen to the Full Moon podcast, because there's a lot of energy there. And the Words the Wise is a good idea, so you'll have all that information in advance. And again, I wish you well, and I'll say goodbye for now.